North Korea threatens an evangelism project. A new government is on track to protect Christian rights in India, and a ministry is using music and more to help disabled adults share their faith. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are being threatened by North Korea, but not in North Korea. For the past couple of months, VOM has been sending faxes with the gospel in them to North Korean businesses and government leaders. Recently, they received a reply fax from the North Korean Finland embassy.
It was a threat. We know who you are. We warn you that if you send this kind of dirty fax again, something very bad will happen to you. Don't do something you will regret.
Todd Nettleton with VOM says this fax probably wouldn't be sent without government consent.
It's hard to imagine that an embassy would take an action like this without at least checking with the folks in Pyongyang. So our perception is that this has at least been approved by somebody in Pyongyang.
This response means the faxes are working.
At this point, our plan is to go forward to continue to get the gospel into North Korea. You have to be creative to do that. We've done that in the past. Through scripture balloons. This fax campaign is just another creative way of getting the gospel into that country.
Pray the gospel will kindle a desire to know Christ. Next, Christians in India are excited about their new government's opposition to religious extremism. It's already passed a law in response to last year's persecution in Orissa, says Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
Even the secular and Hindu pundits in India are saying, this election shows a cultural shift happening. People are tired of the politics of hate. They're tired of the religious extremism.
Pray this more tolerant political atmosphere will open up even more opportunities for the church to grow in India.
We are hearing from virtually all the corners of India about openness, response, people being baptized by the thousands, even the tens of thousands. And it just appears to us that all the conditions are ripe for a wonderful, massive movement to Christ in India.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Shepherd's Ministries is helping people with developmental disabilities see how they can be used by God. Al Pick with Shepherd's explains.
Well, we want to give people with developmental disabilities an opportunity to use their spiritual gifts in reaching out and ministering to people in the local churches.
Shepherd's has helped them accomplish this through two ministries, the Gospel Team and the Handbell Choir. Both teams travel to churches across the U.S., sharing their testimonies in the gospel in their own way. One member of the gospel team is Saul Courtney. In his testimony, he uses this verse.
For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to celebrate. Luke 15:24.
Pick adds,
one thing I've learned about traveling with people with developmental disabilities is the fact that they're unashamed of the gospel. The simplicity and the profoundness of their faith.
Go to our website if you'd like to touch the lives of people with disabilities. Meanwhile, Buckner International and a local Hispanic church in Texas are celebrating a storage area turned community center. The renovated space is a computer lab, reading room, and space for group meetings. Half the kids in the Hispanic community are dropping out of school, so the community center will facilitate learning, as well as a summer snack lunch program to feed 250 kids. Pray families will experience God's love firsthand because of the expansion. And one night while sitting outside of his home in Nicaragua, Kima, a Jesus Film team leader, met a young Christian man. The stranger introduced himself and explained that he came to Christ 7 years earlier because of a presentation Kima did at his school. The young man told his parents about the presentation. A month later, his father stopped drinking, stopped abusing his mother, and came to Christ too. Pray God will move in the hearts of many more people to join a film team. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a resource to help you understand how God's at work in Ghana? One Hope is making available a free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.